Chair. Thank you so much for having me here today. I, too, have written testimony that I will not read. It's my custom never to read testimony. However, there are a few spots there I may want to do verbatim. I brought a lot of small business owners with me here today because this legislation is extremely crucial to the survival, and I really mean that. I'm not exaggerating, to the survival of small business in the state. The gasoline service station is the quintessential small business of America, and at the time when it was becoming the quintessential small business of America, these laws were put in place, and I do agree with my colleague Eric DeGesaro that they are a bit antiquated and do need some tweaking, and I would like to address some of that because you asked some questions of him that I'd like to clarify. But they were put in place because there were larger, more capable entities that literally were crushing the small business owners that they enticed to get into the gasoline service station business. And these laws were put into place as a minimal protection for the consumer. And I've got in my testimony, I've got a very important study that was done back in 2005. Now, that is relatively recent. It's not yesterday, but it's relatively recent. But it was performed over a 20-year period. And it is crystal clear as a comprehensive study that the states that have these protections actually have lower prices because of the competition that it stimulates. Now, the small businessmen that are behind me, every one of them, when they go into this business, they know how razor thin those margins are going to be. They know how critical it's going to be to operate a great business because it is tough in this business. It is just tough, and they know it. But they're entrepreneurs. They're brave. They risk family capital to go into the business knowing how difficult it's going to be. Why, I don't know. And I did it for 23 years myself, and I don't know why I did it. But it is a miserable existence from that regard. But they do it anyway. They're not asking for sympathy, and they're not asking for a handout. They are okay with going out to compete. They just don't want somebody handing their competitor the gun to shoot them. They may die a slow and miserable existence, as is evidenced by the many locations that are closed up. The Philadelphia Inquirer, just this past Sunday, did an article on the number of closed up gas stations around the state. Now, yes, somebody commented before, there are many other retail locations that are closed as well, because economic times are difficult. Yes, but gas stations have been closing at an incredible rate for a number of years prior to bad economic times because of the competition. If we lose more competition, the consumers will lose. There is no reason to sell gasoline below cost other than to injure the competition. There is no reason. When the competition is not there, you will not sell gasoline below cost. I listened to the gentleman from Costco. I am issuing a challenge. Anybody that wants to get into the car with me today, or any other day, you pick the day at random. Get into a car with me. Let's go to every Costco location that's selling gasoline. It is cheaper today and every other day. Every other day. The same market condition that exists for them when the marketplace is rising, every other retailer has to face as well. If I got gasoline today and the price went up 10 cents, and I have to, my other competition did not get the gasoline and went up 10 cents, I can't sell it less than that cost. But every retailer faces that. And there are many other big chains besides Costco that have multiple locations, maybe 20, 30 locations, that they want to injure the competition in one or two other locations. They have other locations to subsidize them today. But if I can injure that competition in this location, then I don't have to worry about competition at another location. Think of this. Let's do a little bit of math. The average gas station sells between 50 and 100,000 gallons a month. If I have to sell gasoline for 1 penny below my cost, that means I have to lose $1,000 a month. These big boxes or other chains or multiple operated chains, they can absorb that $1,000 like that. If they sell 2 cents below cost and I have to meet them, that's $2,000 I have to lose. I can't absorb that. I take that out of my kids' college funds. I ultimately close my door. There are people in this room behind me that have turned the keys into their leased operations to the oil company because the competition is so tough. They're not crying about it. They know that. But they're asking, please don't give that much of an advantage to those bigger operations that can subsidize these losses, can easily subsidize these losses. Don't hand them the gun. Competition in New Jersey is just wonderful. We have less than 3,000 gasoline stations in the state of New Jersey today. And 15 years ago, we had 4,000. And 20 years ago, we had 6,000. There's many reasons why they're not there. But motorists have to go further. That corner location isn't there anymore. They are boarded up. Let me...